Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Glad to see you back, Nico.
Nice to be here. I'm home.
Home. Nice to see you all. Been making this schedule for Sesshin this afternoon. I'm changing it a little bit from what Joe sent me, so I have Sesshin very much on my mind at this point. A lot of sitting. Always forget how much there is until you start counting up the numbers. And what a treat. It's going to be just fine. Joe is going to be our Eno. Nico is the Tenzo. Planning the food is always the biggest job. Yeah. Yeah. So I hope you all have a chance to come. Or an hour, or a day, or a week. It's a little bit shorter this year. It's starting on a Monday instead of a Sunday, so something about Chikoji's schedule. So tonight we have come to another monk. In fact, I think two more monks. They come one right after the other. So this is after Fata. I love Fata just because of the name. This monk's name is Chi Chung. I don't swear that's pronunciation, but that's what it looks like. He came to the mountain. He came to see Weineng. And he was confused because he'd heard about the three vehicles that we talked about last week that show up in the Lotus Sutra. Three vehicles, and then the one vehicle. Well, what the heck is all of that? It sounds very confusing. You would think our practice is simple. It's pretty plain. And then you start putting labels on it, like three vehicles. And you think, well, what kind of car is it? Kind of wagon is it? Or Chi Cheng said the Buddha speaks of the three vehicles, but he also talks about the supreme vehicle. Your disciple doesn't understand this and would appreciate your instruction. Weineng said, look at your own mind and don't cling to the external attributes of dharmas. Originally, there was no teaching about the four vehicles. Buddha never said anything about four vehicles. The capacity of the human mind has four levels, and the Dharma has four vehicles. So it's just another way of talking about the possibilities in our own mind. He said, observing, listening, reading, and reciting make up the small vehicle. All the different ways that we study, that we think about the Dharma. Takes a lot of thinking. And yet, putting the Dharma into practice makes up the great vehicle. Becoming aware of Dharmas and understanding their meaning make up the middle vehicle. And then putting the Dharma into practice makes the great vehicle. And being versed in all teachings and skilled in all practices, avoiding nothing except the attributes of dharmas, and remaining free of attainments make up the Supreme Vehicle. The meaning of the Supreme Vehicle consists in the Supreme Practice. It isn't something to discuss. You have to practice it. Don't ask me about it. In other words, go on out there and do it. And do it a lot. And do it well. So, like any good teacher, he's sending his student back to the cushion again. The student comes with a deep Dharma question, oh, what is the meaning of this? And he says, it's about you. Go sit some more. See what this is. See what you are. You yourself. Red Pine talks about the Supreme Vehicle. He explains that in the Lotus Sutra, this is called the One Vehicle or the Buddha Vehicle. He says, as Weineng notes at the end of this section, it doesn't refer to anything or mean anything. It's just our daily practice. We ourselves are the Supreme Vehicle. We're the car, the little car that carries the Dharma. We're the one. Coben said, small, middle, and great vehicles are to help understand the stages, the growth from the center. Like when you cut a tree, you clearly see its history. Any argument about the best way is like cutting a tree and arguing about the rings. But the sixth patriarch's way was very new. It didn't belong to any of the three vehicles. He was saying, just come back and sit. The answers to your questions are in your sitting. Coben also said, if you think there's a great Dharma somewhere else in a book, you can't stay with it. When you see that you're in it, you stay. Said to be free from all impurities, you'll have to cut yourself. And then you will die. To live as you are is the meaning of very best effort. This old manuscript prepares the middle way for us to help us see ourselves in the right way. When you see the middle in you, you know you will find it in others. So another monk, a very important monk, came as a 13-year-old kid named Shen Hui. He was from Nanyang, and when he came to the mountain to pay his respects, he immediately asked what sounds like a very cheeky question. When the master meditates, does he see or not? In other words, are you enlightened? Huh? Teacher? What kind of teacher are you? And the master got up and hit him 3 times. Take that, you little punk. Then the master says, well, when I hit you, did it hurt or not? And the poor kid said, it hurt and it didn't hurt. And the patriarch said, well, I see and I don't see. So there. Shen Sui asked the master again, what do you mean you see and you don't see? The master said, as for I see, what I always see are my own faults. So I say, I see. And as for I don't see, what I don't see are the faults of others, either on earth or in heaven. So I see and I don't see. What do you mean? It hurt and it didn't hurt. Shen Wei answered, if it didn't hurt, I would be the same as a lifeless stick or a rock. And if it hurt, I would be the same as an ordinary person still subject to anger. The master said, Shen Hui, this do you see or not just now was dualistic. But it hurt and it didn't hurt was samsaric. You don't see your own nature. And yet you dare to come here and play games. Shen Hui bowed and didn't dare to say anything more. So the master said, if you're too deluded to see your own mind, ask a good friend to help you find the way. Only when you understand and see your own mind will you put the Dharma into practice. But you're too deluded to see your own mind, and now you've come here to ask me if I see or not? What I don't know can't take the place of your ignorance. And how can what you understand take the place of mine? Why don't you practice? Then ask me if I see or not. And Shen Sui bowed and became a disciple. And he never left that mountain and was always in attendance. Red Pine says encounters like this fill dozens of Zen records from the Tang and Sung dynasties, but this appears to have been the first such account in which a Zen master gives someone a place to stand and then takes it away. He says, it's ironic that this first recorded Zen exchange and the only one in this sutra involves a 13-year-old boy. Of course, this was no ordinary teenager, but someone who would play a major role in elevating Huineng and this text as well, above all other pretenders to the high altar of Zen. In other words, he came up with the idea of the Northern School of Zen. He called it the Northern School, and he called Huineng School the Southern School. So the Northern School was Shen Sui, or Shen Hui, Xiu. There are too many Shens in here, but the one who Huineng bested him with the poetry, and he became the Abbot, the one who lost the bet, or lost the poem, Huineng went off to create his own place in the south, and he stayed up in the north, this other guy. And so then later it became established that there was a southern school of Huineng and a northern school. But all of that was political. It was to create the notion that only Huineng had the real teaching, the proper way, and others weren't quite correct. And it carried on all the way up till this day. We still talk about the Southern and the Northern school, but they were all made up. It was just an idea, and an idea in order to make Huineng shine and keep him around. And in a way, it was a gift to us, because Huineng's pretty great. Coben talked about this one too. He said, if you see, you wouldn't bring this deluded question. In the beginning, we often have this kind of unprepared question. It's a very sharp question. When you sit in meditation, do you see your mind or not? This seeing is the same word as can show. This can means seeing, not with two eyes, but with one eye. So Kensho in Rinzai practice is what everybody is aiming for, is sort of powerful insight that comes snapping into the brain. He said, in other words, are you an enlightened person or not doing this zazen, is what the little boy was asking. He said the young monk was very sharp, but this sharp question had to be asked not because of the master, but because of the young monk's own problem. Pain is a feeling, while seeing relates with the eye or mind. Pain relates not just with the mind, but with skin, muscle, bone, too. Both of these questions, asking whether your zazen is clear or not clear, true or not true, whether you feel pain or no pain, are on a dualistic level of understanding. In Buddhist thinking, dualism refers to birth and extinction, arising and corruption. People often ask, is he enlightened or not? Is Coben enlightened or not? I don't think so. But the problem is not whether Coben is or not, but whether you are or not. If you say he is not enlightened, you are not enlightened. This is a very important point. When you measure yourself against somebody else, it's like putting a 1-foot ruler up against a huge rock and saying it's 1 foot tall. Actually, it's a huge rock. If someone says you are deluded, that means he is deluded. He doesn't see what you actually are. if you really see another person's problem, you feel, this is my problem. If you cannot feel another person's pleasure or their pain, even if you listen to and see them, you're a total stranger. You can imagine what is going on in this conversation between Wei Neng and Shen Hui. One is 70 years old, the other is a little boy of 13. How do you feel when the master hits Shen Hui? Does he hit him very hard? Not too hard? You can feel that you're Wei Neng and you hit him not too hard and not too soft. When you don't feel the other's pain or pleasure, it's like a narrow entrance which only one person can go through. But three persons all at once want to go through. It is me first. The three of them need to become very slender, but they don't want to. So if you don't die, you cannot go through this very narrow gate. If you die, you can go through and come out really alive. What shall you do? This is a lovely piece to go into Sesshin with. Sesshin is a bit like that. You go in and you have to die. And you come out extremely alive. It's a risky business. It's not easy. But everyone comes along with you. Everyone is there with you. So are there questions, comments? Paul?
I give the little kid some credit. He was smart enough, desperate enough, honest enough to ask a question.
Yes.
Of the one person who could give him an answer.
It's true. Yeah.
Now, is he the first master to hit a kid or hit somebody as part of the
I think so. It doesn't say, Red Pine doesn't mention that, but I have never read anything earlier.
There's lots of stories of monks getting hit.
Oh, they beat the tar out of him in some of the stories.
Yeah, that's right. Broke his leg.
Yeah.
So, I handed it to the kid. He did good.
Not too soft, not too hard.
Yeah. Over easy.
Just enough. Leslie.
My first question is mundane. Is it possible to get a copy of that talk of Koban's?
It's in his book.
Okay.
Which Jikoji has. I think it's been published already. I'm not sure. But it's the book on the Platform Sutra. It's a little booklet kind of thing like he did on the Heart Sutra.
But also, if you go up to Jikoji's website and you go to the book section, there was a downloadable PDF there.
Ah. Of this?
I think it's the same.
Wonderful.
I'm not positive.
Wonderful.
You can check it out. Yeah. Just go, you'll have to look a little bit, but go to books. They have a little section.
And his Sesshin talks have come out in a hardback book. Also a softback book, but one you can buy at Amazon. Many, many different Sesshin talks. It's an actual real-life book put out by Shambhala. So it's called Embracing Mind. Very beautiful book.
So this isn't from the book? This what you've been
No, this is something else.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe it's not up on, because I think what's up there now as the PDF is a form of the book.
Of that book.
So it's not these.
Well, Judy will be coming up to Sashin one day anyway, so we can ask her about that. You had another question?
Well, I'm not sure it's important, but it interested me that when he said, when I hit you, did it hurt? And the reply is it hurt and it didn't hurt. But then it was almost as if it was a non-answer to really, did it hurt you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, if it didn't hurt, I would be the same as a lifelike. And if it, so he doesn't claim it. Do you see? He doesn't say, it hurt, so I am the same as this, or it didn't hurt, so I am like that. And it just struck me somehow that a bit of deflection.
Yeah, he wasn't quite there yet. he was still making it up a story about it. He was 13 years old.
I guess I interpret that differently. And I thought it was more like a sort of a statement of understanding. Like it hurt my ego.
Mm.
But it also was a brought me to a new understanding or something.
It's a Zen-y answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a real Zen-y answer, like, oh, now this is how you do it. But he wasn't talking from inside himself. He wasn't talking about his own real life experience. He was quoting something.
Okay.
But he had a feeling that there was something in there, and he knew there was something there, and he knew that Wei Neng would know. So to come upon him at the age of 13, he was a very lucky boy.
And so this, it kept on saying, this is a really unique, the first time ever. You mean it's the first time for, and somewhere it says where you gave someone somewhere to stand and then you took it away.
Mm.
Is that the part that was the first time? You know, it's like sort of setting up this mm-hmm. kind of Zen,
yes.
Very classic Zen.
Classic
teaching.
Zen dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of bam, 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 like that.
As a teacher, how do you know when you need to hit somebody?
I suppose it's obvious. It's never come to me that way, but I'm always up for whatever. So y'all watch out.
You went back in.
I'm within striking distance.
When you were talking about the vehicle at the beginning, what I really got hung up on that. I think it was the big vehicle is kind of like this idea of practice enlightenment. Is it, am I picking that up correctly? Kind of like how Dogen puts it.
Yes.
Practice enlightenment.
Yes.
Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Well, the idea comes out of the Lotus Sutra, and the Lotus Sutra is idea is expressed in a story about kids in a burning house, and the dad wants to get them out, and the kids want to stay in and play with their toys. And so the dad puts together three vehicles and offers them their cute little carts with animals pulling them. A goat is pulling one, and an elephant is pulling one in there. And he says, come on out, children. I've got these vehicles for you to play with, trying to get them out of the burning house. So it's a very obvious metaphor for, you know, us. And then when he gets out, the story is the children come out and they're delighted with, but the actual thing is the Dharma itself, the supreme vehicle, is much beyond those little carts. It's what really saves them. But the only way to save them is to tempt them out with all these other little idea things, cute little things. So I think it's seen that that's one way that people teach the Dharma. They offer all these little toy kind of things, to toy ideas about how it is, in order to get people to realize that they're burning up. And once they can come out of there, then they begin to see that the nothing that is the supreme vehicle is all that they were looking for in the first place. So I recommend reading the Lotus Sutra. People find it a hard go, but it's really just a bunch of stories like that. Stories that I always think you could make wonderful pictures of. You could draw it all with lots of color, gold and silver, and it's so beautiful and elaborate. And it's just plain teaching like that. The Dharma is just rain coming down into a dry field. No, images like that, that are so beautiful and so helpful. Well, it's 8 o'clock. So Carolyn will be here next week, which is a treat. And so enjoy. And we'll keep the fires going up at Jikoji while you keep the fires going down here. Mm-hmm. Okay. One minute sit.